we don't want to be uranium explorers and developers particularly. We think there's tremendous potential in the copper and gold, and there's a lot of projects that we've got without starting to, I mean, if we wanted to, we've got coal down in here, and we're not going to roar or suddenly start being, well, if it works out, we'll find somebody that's interested in it, don't worry. But it's not our primary business. So what we want to do is to try and bring forward some of the real heat that's in the uranium market at the moment. And I mean, despite having come down off its peaks,
it's still better than 2001.
Still pretty good,
if you pardon the pun.
that's why I said heat. But the idea that we're looking to do is to package these and take them to a uranium company, a company that has assets of its own. It may be a company that's already in production. It may be one that's got projects in development, but it's more likely to be a company that understands the business better than we do, both in terms of the exploration, the development, and the marketing, which we really don't want to get involved in for it. So what we're looking to do is to package these, to package the rights. In some cases, you can't put the license into the packet because, for instance, at Sasari, the primary license is gold and copper, but it has uranium potential on it. But we can excise those rights to the uranium, put them into another vehicle. And I've talked to three or four groups now along the lines of, well, why don't we take equity in your company? We'll transfer all of our rights in these project areas to you. We'll work jointly to add to those resources in terms of new projects. I mean, we work very well in Tanzania and Zambia. You know, a lot of companies don't yet. They haven't come up that learning curve. And certainly a couple of the companies I've talked to are very interested in that aspect, that we can offer them,
sure,
you know, the ability to work in Africa and in, you know, these parts. So having got the equity, what we would then have for our licenses and our uranium rights is exposure to the share price movement that those companies are going to get. And it's an immediate value. You're not selling for cash. It's always very difficult to sell exploration for cash.
I mean, especially with uranium, I suppose.
Yeah, but just about anything. Is, unless you've really got something good early on, people just don't pay cash for it. But this would give us a cash equivalent, if you like, in terms of a realisable asset. We'd expect to be escrowed. I mean, you know, we're not going to take somebody's shares and go out and sell them on Monday. After a while, this is a model that I've put to people. It would change depending on the company and what other people want to do. If after, let's say, 2 years, a number of those projects are still viable and they've moved on, we'd probably look at a different basis. We'd have another equity payment in shares. And eventually, if a project came into production, we'd want a royalty on a per pound basis.
Okay.
Now that's a long time out.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the kind of thing, and that would then put the onus on the incoming company to firstly to provide the exploration funding.
Okay.
Keeps us clear of that, and secondly, the onus goes on to them to actually carry out the exploration, but maybe not straight away. I mean, we're there already, but in 6 months, 12 months' time, we'd want them to be doing their own exploration. And yeah, there's a number of companies. Well, as I say, I've spoken to four so far. Two of those are quite interested. One of them isn't keen on, because of their market capitalization, is not keen on putting that much equity in. So we're flexible.
Okay.
I mean, we can look at a part joint venture basis, and I mean I'd be very happy to not this trip probably because I'm only here for 2 days or 3 days, but there's any number of South African companies that might be interested in doing this sort of thing as well, and talking to us and be happy to do so. We've not signed anybody up. We don't have any current favourites. It's still very early days.